Hello and welcome to this relaxing session that tells a story to make you fall asleep easily, getting a long and restful sleep. Get into your bed and lay down on your favorite pillow. Feel your head being cradled like a little baby by your pillow. It is so soft and relaxing. If you want to cover yourself with a blanket, you can. When you are cozy and warm in your bed, close your eyes softly. Imagine if your eyelids are almost like feathers that touch each other lightly. Your eyelids feel so nice to touch and close. Breathe through your nose, filling up your tummy with air. Imagine your belly is like a balloon that first grows bigger and bigger when you breathe in, and then smaller and smaller as you breathe out. Breathing in again, the balloon of your tummy getting bigger and bigger. And as you exhale, your tummy gets smaller and smaller. When you breathe like this, your body relaxes and gets ready to sleep and rest. So breathe in again, filling the balloon in your tummy as much as you can. And breathe out, feeling so sleepy already. Now just relax and listen to my soothing voice as I tell you this lovely story that puts you to sleep. Once upon a time, there was a butterfly that liked to visit new places and try new things every day. Her name was Sandy. Her wings have all colors of the rainbow, trimmed with black outline. The designs on her wings are so beautiful and make all different kinds of shapes, hearts and stars, lines and curves. She is the most beautiful butterfly that has ever lived. One day, Sandy woke up early, right when the sun was coming out. She put on her most beautiful smile and went off to find some breakfast. Sandy eats the sweet nectar of flowers. She found a gorgeous kind of flower she had never seen before It was bright purple and pink. She delicately landed on the petals of the flower and reached out her long tongue to drink the juice of the flower. This nectar tasted so delicious. It was sweet and a little sour at the same time. The perfect mixture of flavors. She drank and drank until she was full and ready to fly in search of some more amazing flowers. She was really glad that she found something new for breakfast. After flying around the garden for a while, she decided to visit the forest. The wooded trees growing high above is definitely a place where a butterfly can learn many interesting things. She followed a path she had never followed before, and she was flying through a dense area surrounded with many trees. It is so peaceful in the forest. She spotted a special mushroom. It caught her attention because of the bright colors. She had only seen such beautiful colors on flowers. This mushroom had shades of pink, yellow, and green, and with white dots. Unfortunately, she thought, butterflies don't eat mushrooms. And she came a little closer. And she noticed that the white dots were not really part of the mushroom. They were many small white butterflies sitting on it, eating it. They told her it was so delicious and invited her to try. All the butterflies spent a long time chatting about their lives and their adventures. There was so much Sandy didn't know. After getting their fill, they went each on their own way, hoping they would cross paths again one day. Sandy was so happy to have decided to visit the forest today. She managed to eat new food, make new friends, get to know a new kind of mushroom, and learn so much more. What a great day this was, filled with fun adventures. She flies back to her gorgeous home in a soft, lush, green bush. Her bed is made of feathers, and she finds the perfect position to lay down and sleep in her butterfly nest. She remembers back to her morning, and she can almost taste the delicious, unique purple flower she found. The nectar was so filling. And then she watches this memory of the lovely breakfast pass through her mind. Feeling sleepy and relaxed, then she remembers taking a turn and flying into the majestic forest. The trees were swaying in the wind. The rich smell of the forest. Slowly seeing this memory fade away as she is feeling even more tired and ready to fall asleep. Then she sees the amazing mushroom again in her memories, and those other little white butterflies that she shared the delicious dinner with. She can still taste the wonderful flavor of the colorful mushroom. She is almost asleep as she lets this memory come and go. And then she remembers flying back home into the green bush, so full from eating and so ready to rest. This memory too passes on by, back to the present moment where she is closing her butterfly eyes, ready for a long night's sleep. So happy and so relaxed in her butterfly bed. We always learn and discover more each and every day, she thought proudly. As Sandy takes one last deep breath before falling asleep, so do you. So breathe in, little one. And breathe out. Let sleep come to you and take you to the land of dreams. I wonder what you will learn tomorrow. Sandy closed her butterfly eyes and fell asleep just like you. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. tomorrow, you will have many adventures. Allow the sleepy feelings to make you feel warm and cozy. It is time to rest. It is time to sleep. Sleeping feels so good and so relaxing. Breathing in and out, falling asleep so easily. It is so easy to fall asleep. All you have to do is close your eyes, just like Sandy did in her bed of feathers. Tomorrow you will make so many new friends, just like the white little butterflies, and you will eat delicious foods. But for now, it is time to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Tomorrow, you will have many adventures. Good night.